Professor Anand Lewis. You teach Victorian and modern English poetry at the English Department at the University of Baghdad in Iraq. How did you get to attend this Synod of Bishops from the Middle East?
First, I was nominated by our apostolic nuncio. In fact, my bishop, Monsignor Sleiman, nominated me being a consecrated virgin in the Latin Church, Catholic Church, and having under my responsibility the youth in the church, representing women at the same time. So he saw that I represent lay people. So he thought that I would be a good representative for my church in this synod, especially that this is the first synod being held for the Christians in the Middle East. So first I was nominated among many other names, and of course in the Vatican they appointed me as an auditor.
You're bringing your witness mm-hmm. to this synod, which seems to me to be very male dominated, no, clearly, because it's sure. A synod of bishops by definition. What are your impressions so far, as I would ask as a woman too?
Well, for me, it is a very positive step, that synod to be held, and to welcome lay people of both genders. It is a male-dominated synod, but...
By definition.
By definition. But having participants of both genders, I believe that it is a positive step. But anyway, so far, I have such mixed feelings of hope and doubt. I do have that hope that after this synod, some strong statements and recommendations supposed to be taken into consideration. But also I do have some doubts that would be only a gathering for exchanging ideas and diagnosing the problem without finding some practical solutions for it. We started the group discussion and things have become more concrete and more concentrated on the essential issues that Christians suffer in the Middle East.
That gets me to my next question. Mm-hmm. Your name, Lewis, is a giveaway in Iraq, meaning that by having that name you are a Christian.
Right.
What does it entail to be a Christian in Baghdad, in Iraq, at a personal level but also at a professional level, mm-hmm. given you teach at a university which mm-hmm. is a state university?
Right. You know, we are born in Muslim society, so we are so much accustomed to the culture, accustomed to the people, and they are accustomed and familiar living with Christians long time ago. Of course, everybody knows that in the Middle East, the Christians were the original inhabitants and original people of the land. So we've been living together for centuries. Yes, we have faced some attacks and persecutions in certain periods of time, but both are accustomed to live together in harmony and coexistence with no problems. The problems started to seriously take place after, especially I'm talking in about Iraq, after the several wars that we passed through, especially the last one. It has become not that easy to be Christian and witness to our faith. We become targeted, but nevertheless we do believe, especially for those Christians who are conscious of their vocation, of their mission as Christians and as witnesses for Christ, we do believe that there are external forces that are trying to make clashes and conflicts among Christians and Muslims, and Muslims among themselves. So we are doing, frankly, our best to live our faith, though some simple Christians who have just, and those who have inherited their religion, so much difficult for them to live as witnesses. That's why you find so many of them are emigrating, especially after the several attacks against the churches and kidnapping and the threats that they faced from the other religions. It is not easy, but I would assure others who are not really familiar with what we are passing through that it is not completely impossible to live as a Christian in Iraq or in any other part of the Arab homeland. And if it is living for our faith would only be possible in peaceful times, So I don't think it will, I don't know, one would live his vocation as a Christian at all. If we only want to live as true Christians in peaceful times, then how would we be witnesses if just we witness for our faith in peaceful times? What about hardships?
You take it in your stride.
Yes. And you have asked me something about being a professor in the university and being a Christian. Frankly, I haven't faced any difficulty being a Christian. And we have other Christian professors, those who have retired, of course, but they have never before and now faced any, let's say, attacks or difficulty in being Christians. Yeah, some, yes, they really face some threats, maybe especially in Mosul, in the north of Baghdad. So it's a relative matter, frankly speaking.
You teach poetry, I'd like to add, as you mentioned, in a country in which recent generations have lived through tough times. Clearly there's an interest in English poetry if you're teaching it. But do you think that poetry in general represents an escape from reality?
No, at all. If we are careful readers of poetry, of English poetry, of American poetry, or in fact of any culture, we would realize that poets have always been attentive to the issues of their societies and communities. We are not talking about even romantics, romantic poets who are supposed to be or thought to be escapist and living in their ivory towers. This is not true. But poets are always down to earth. Maybe yes, they depend on the muse and inspirations through nature and all this. But poetry reflects the deepest issues of the modern of man in any time, and especially if we are talking about modern poetry. It is a real reflection of life.
The great father of the church, St. Ephrem, who comes from the Middle East, chose poetry as his medium because he said he felt it was easier to present the truths of faith to the Eastern mind in poetic form rather than other. Mm-hmm. Do you think this is still valid today?
It is. And his poems are still valid and still used and accompanied with melodies, and the church adopts almost all his poems. So it is valid because it addresses the deepest feelings of that relationship between man and his creator, which is something we do need now. Maybe for others, for some people who are not familiar with poetry, I would say yes, it wouldn't be something really interesting or a means through which a man can find himself and reflect his issues, his troubles. But for those who know the meaning of life and appreciate poetry, I think it will always be valid. I would just want to emphasize something that despite all the circumstances that Iraqis are living in, they are trying to be so much faithful, and they are not only trying to survive, but also to prove that they are the original citizens of this land, and they have the right to be there and to be faithful witnesses to their faith. Maybe, again, I say it's a relative matter, but as long as we are there, we are going to live for that vocation, for that mission, and may God help us.
Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.